We've all got that old can of paint or a couple of old fluorescent light tubes hanging around the house. This weekend, if you're in Skagway, you can safely dispose of them for free. Building contractor Mike Healy says he's bringing a bunch of paint left over from construction projects.
We have like a pallet of, I'm guessing, 50 pounds of, oil-based paint, latex paint, old construction adhesives, and caulking.
Beth Smith is helping a family member get rid of some old fuel that he'd inherited.
Matt owned a boat. He never used it, but it was Graham Kaczmarek's boat. And Maddie bought it from him for like a dollar when they left town. And there was all this fuel and stuff. So we're probably going to be maxed out with just that.
And Lucas Hager isn't sure if there's a limit to how much he can bring.
Do they take 55-gallon drums of turpentine? That's my question.
Jolene Cox owns Cox Environmental Services in Juneau, and they are the contractor in charge of disposing all of the hazardous waste that's collected.
You could bring a 55-gallon drum of turpentine. There's a 220-pound limit per household without making prior arrangements.
Some of the items on the list include used antifreeze, motor oil, acids, bases, fertilizers, cleaners, pesticides.
Pretty much any chemical that you would generate, kind of around the house or around your vehicle.
They also take button batteries, car batteries, fluorescent light bulbs, ballast.
Roofing tar, adhesives, pool chemicals, if anyone's lucky enough to have a pool. You never know.
Cox says last summer was the biggest event they've ever hosted because people had more time to clean out their sheds. There's also a list of items not accepted. No electronic devices, food waste, or infectious wastes. No household trash or metal, nothing explosive, no compressed gas, no asbestos, and no radioactive materials. Cox says her company works in conjunction with U.S. Ecology out of Anchorage, and they ship all the materials to a processing facility in the Seattle area. Some of the materials get recycled there, and others are buried.
It is an industrial hazardous waste landfill, so a lot of the drums, are staying intact in drums and being put in landfills that way. Not like the landfill like we would think of here in Juneau, a very differently engineered landfill for that facility.
The event runs this Saturday and Sunday, July 24th and 25th, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Public Works Building on the corner of 5th Avenue and Alaska Street. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.